Welcome, everybody, to the first ever episode of the first ever running of Reaper Advanced. This is a course which is going to teach you, it's going to build on your knowledge of Reaper that you've acquired from the various places you've acquired it from. It's going to teach you some hidden tips and tricks to make things faster. It's going to improve your knowledge of effects and automation and modulation. And if you don't know about modulation, we will get to that. It's going to improve your project management in various ways. It's going to incorporate some of the features of Reaper that have only been introduced within the last year. And it is also going to improve your critical listening. We'll be focusing on some mixing tips along the way, because mixing is what any project is all about, pretty much. Even if it's a basic voiceover to vocal, you have to make sure you've got your mix right, or if it's a complex orchestral piece, obviously the more elements to mix, the more complicated it gets.
User now, in your channel timed out.
Uh-oh. I'm sure they'll be back soon. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of how the course is going to work and the ethos and things, I thought it would be nice. Most of you know each other already, but there are a few new faces, and I thought it would be nice if we introduced ourselves alphabetically and told us a little bit about what you've done with Reaper recording thus far and what you'd like to get out of this course. So we will start with Tammy.
Okay, I am Tammy. I took the Reaper course last semester. I am just adding to my knowledge with this as well as the MIDI course, because I like to be well-rounded.
Okay, well, I'm next in the list, so I might as well introduce myself. I'm instructing this. I love sound in all its shapes and forms. I am a sound designer, first and foremost. I do a bit of music, but I'm a sound designer. And some of the examples that I pepper this course with are going to be sound design based. To the musicians among you, or the podcasters who aren't particularly interested in sound design, don't be vexed or concerned. Everything which we cover here is going to be universally applicable. That is to say that if I do something with sound design, the technique that I am demonstrating will be equally applicable to music. But I will try where possible, if that is what you guys would prefer, to include musical examples as well. We'll try and do the whole palette of audio applications. And if there is one area of audio you would like me to try and favour over any others, don't hesitate to say so. You know, if there's an area of audio that you're interested in, include that in your introduction. Okay, Dave, you go.
I'm David Taylor. I did the Reaper course
User
the semester
channel
before.
It's recording.
And I'm not musical, apart from that I love listening to it. I generally love listening to all sorts of things, and kind of the biggest interest for me is going to be the critical listening and things like that. But I do recordings from time to time, and I do want to be able to have the ability to mix and things more quickly. So it's of interest in that sense as well. And I have another reason for doing the course, which is actually not really course related. It's something I'm interested in enough to kind of do for this reason, but I'm also doing this as an activity which helps make sure I keep the job centre happy, because they don't want people sitting around doing nothing. So I've got all sorts of reasons for doing this course, to be honest.
Well, we hope you enjoy it. Yes, I know exactly what that's like, the job centre requirements in this country, absolutely. David Eagle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm here basically to just to get an overhaul, a sort of a big overview of Reaper in general, really. I've been using it for the last year, and it's quite exciting, the developments that have been made. Obviously, I used to use Sonar when I was younger, and then obviously that sort of discontinued and things like that. So it's just exciting that we finally have access, and it seems to be in line and in keeping with current releases. So that's quite exciting. So, yeah, that's the main reason, really. I use audio production and things like that professionally, and also just as a hobby as well.
Splendid. Gary?
I'm Gary Crow. I took the course last semester and am interested in kind of extending from that. I'm also particularly interested in sound design and audio dramas and that kind of thing. So my main thing that I use it for is podcasting, but I would like to incorporate those things into the podcast.
Okay, that's cool. It's great to have you on. It's great to have you all along. I missed out Shah. I'm terribly sorry. Shah, I don't believe wishes to take this course full time, but she's being a very helpful hand. Shah, if you're around, why don't you introduce yourself as well?
I'm around. I'm totally offended that you missed me. Can't you see me crying? I'm Shar. I teach at CAVI, have for a long time. I co-teach ITE, mostly grade labs. I co-teach the office courses. I do a bunch of short courses here and there, currently teaching a cooking course with Tammy. I don't know if I'll be in here full time. I thought I would come today to see if I could help with anything, because I've used this TeamSpeak for a couple of classes now. And I took the Reaper course, and I would like to learn how to use it more. I, too, am really interested in the critical listening stuff, because I'm really bad at it. So that's good. And the sound design aspects interest me, too, because I have this pipe dream of one day doing an audio drama that will probably never... I'll never actually do it, but if I can work towards the pipe dream in any way, it's good. So sound design interests me too.
Is it too late for people to sign up for the cooking course? Having already started, you might as well have a shameless plug.
If you want to start in the next week, go ahead. It's Meals in 30 Minutes. It's how to create yummy, healthy meals without spending a whole bunch of time in the kitchen. We've done 1 week, so it's not too horrible to catch up on it. So if you want to sign up before next Wednesday afternoon, go ahead.
Let's introduce our other lurker. And that is Jess. I, Jess.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So my name is Jessica. I am also one of the CAVI instructors. I teach, obviously, the Reaper audio courses. I've been doing that for a year and some change now. I am also going to, in a couple of weeks, start teaching the all-new Reaper composition course. So if you
still
guys
time
are...
to sign up for that, too.
There is. So if you guys are wanting to do anything at all musical with Reaper, we're totally teaching everything from a musical perspective or mashup perspective when it comes to Reaper, everything that we're going to teach, including MIDI. So that's me. And I'm listening to what Justin has to teach because I'm also interested in some of this stuff as well.
Look at how she glossed over the most exciting part of the course. We're teaching this, including MIDI. Everyone's wanted to learn MIDI for years, so if you have a keyboard, even if you only play at a snail's pace, I encourage you to sign up for that course. Because
even
you'll
if you
see me
don't
there as well.
Have a keyboard and you have a computer keyboard and you have a and you just want to nail out some ideas, a virtual MIDI keyboard exists. You don't need a keyboard. It helps.
Yeah, it certainly does help. T'other Jess. Jess Smith.
Yeah, I'm Jess Smith. I took the Audio Fundamentals course in 2015, and I also took one of the Reaper courses, the Reaper Osora. Basically, I'm here to learn about critical listening, and also to expand my Reaper knowledge. And I'm also a musician, so I might take the music composition course in the future.
And now, Jim.
Yeah, I'm from the south of England. I did the Reaper course last term, and I just really want to just extend my overall knowledge of Reaper. I mostly, at the moment, do podcasts, so I'm kind of just looking for ways to make them more interesting, and also to do maybe other projects as well.
Okay, that's cool. Hopefully we can help you out with that. Johanna.
Hi, I'm Johanna. I took the Reaper course last semester. I'm interested in sound, all aspects of it. And the last Reaper course left me thinking, I just got my hand into a cookie jar and I want more.
That's an excellent analogy. That is precisely how I felt when I took the Audio Fundamentals course and started dipping into Reaper. That is exactly how I felt.
You know what's interesting?
That means we can get
that.
More Johanna promo ideas and you know Johanna can put them down herself.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that, Justin, is how you and I felt about that. Like, we even covered Reaper far more last term, and she still felt that way. So it's just so crazy how big Reaper is.
It is a testament to how big Reaper is. Like, there are now three CAVI, substantial CAVI audio courses on Reaper, and I've calculated it to be about, and it's very approximate, about 100 hours of content it'll end up being for you guys if you take them all three. It still won't cover everything. We're not touching video at all. We're not touching free item positioning, and like there's a whole bunch of other stuff which you just can't touch. Reaper is a beast, but hopefully we will tame it for you to some degree. Lenron.
Hello, my name is Lenron. I took the Reaper course last semester, and I felt like I could not just leave it at that. And when I heard that was an advanced course and also about the MIDI course, I figured I would sign up and see what they were all about. I love music in all its forms, so just getting to learn more about that and being able to play and expand my knowledge is pretty much what I'm about, so I'm here.
Splendid. We're glad to have you. Rika.
Okay, it's Rika here, and I took the Reaper course last semester. I actually took the whole audio ins and outs. And now, first I thought Reaper is so much, I have to use it a little bit and not take the advanced course at after that, but then I got curious still. I want to improve my critical listening, because it's actually only now hitting me how important that is to listen what you are doing. And the other thing that interests me very much is the real console. I hope we'll play with that as well.
We won't be covering Ray Console that much. We may touch on some more advanced aspects of it that were only briefly skated over in Audio.io, but Ray Console was covered in Audio.io, and I'll be happy to support you privately with that. Ray Console is really cool, but it's just one of the umpteen features that SWS boasts. And there's loads of them, which we didn't get time to cover in Audio.io. And some of them are very exciting. So we will be covering all that, but we might cover my personal SWS workflow, Ray Console workflow, if there's time. We certainly might do that. Christian.
Okay, so I will start. I joined this course because I was at Audio Ins and Outs last semester, and there I learned about Reaper, and it's really, I would say, a beast. It's simply a great program, and simply my wish for knowledge didn't stop, and I want to learn advanced things in Reaper. I want to learn especially about critical listening, and simply to see where the limits in Reaper are, and I see that Reaper is far more, I would say, sophisticated in some ways and richer in features than some paid programs. So that's why I'm here.
Splendid. Okay, well, here's how I see the course panning out. I hope, and obviously this depends kind of to a large extent on what you guys want to focus particularly on, how the pace of the class ends up progressing. Obviously, this is the first instance of the course, so you guys are all the guinea pigs, and so am I. I hope that it will last 12 weeks. I don't really want it to be much longer, I don't really want it to be longer because of the overlap with the other courses, but if it needs to be, then it certainly will be, because we have a lot to cover. Now, there's not going to be as many assignments as there were for Audio.io or Audio Fundamentals. It's going to be more a grab bag of information. That said, there will be plenty of opportunities for you guys to practice what you learn. And if there comes a week when I don't set an assignment, and you want to have a go at some particular concept we talked that week, and you'd like me to look through it for you and talk to you about it, then of course I'll be very happy to do that. That's all part of why I'm here, and all part of what I'm happy to do. So do feel free to ask me any questions or submit anything to me, even if I haven't set an assignment on it. But as I say, there will be a few assignments. Because this is the first run of the course, you guys are in a unique position to kind of tailor it to your needs. So I notice you guys are all champing at the bit for critical listening. And we may get to talking about some critical listening stuff towards the end of this evening, depending on how the administrivia pans out. But if need be, we will expand that section of the course. If you guys don't feel you had enough critical listening, we will certainly grow that out. I kind of view this not in any kind of pretentious way, and I'm certainly not saying we'll be covering anything of equivalent complexity, but I kind of view this course as like your master's or your PhD in Reaper. So you took your undergrad course. And why I say that, there's one very simple reason I say that, is because I view this as being a more horizontal course than Audio.io. In Audio.io, we start from the basis of teaching you stuff from scratch, making sure you're introduced to it and everything's explained. And of course, there will be adequate explanation here, but a lot of you are going to have touched on some of the areas that I cover. A lot of you are going to have got quite deep into some of them. So be prepared to know quite a bit about some areas of the course. And when that happens, that's fine. Either, you know, support your fellow students or just step back a bit and wait for us to move to a concept which, you know, perhaps you don't know quite so much about, because the concepts are going to be wide ranging. And the other reason I say that is because, at least in this country, when you take your PhD, you have to actually write a paper that is peer reviewed on something that no one else has worked on before, no one else has discovered before. I am fully expecting to teach you guys something, and for one of you to say to me, well, yeah, you can do it like that, but why don't you just do it like this? It's a lot quicker. I'm fully expecting that to happen, because you guys have cut your teeth on Reaper, you've been around the block with it, you have your own workflows, and I see this as a collaborative course where we can share information, you know, within the kind of elastic confines, the reasonably elastic confines of the syllabus. So, you know, if you can do something better, then do feel free to pipe up. You know, a lot of you, being musicians, have done a lot of music mixing. Music mixing is not my strong point. I know a fair bit about it because in learning my craft and the things I do, I have had to go to resources that are aimed at musicians. That's why I talk about universal applicability. Because what I've learned to do, what I need to do, I learned from audio musicians. And so what you're going to learn, you're going to learn back from a sound designer, and round it goes. And I fully expect to learn stuff from you. I mean, if the students taking Audio Fundamentals and Audio.io could teach the instructors something, I'm very confident that you guys will probably have a thing or two to teach me. I also want to talk a bit about Reaper Advanced in the context of the music composition course, because a lot of you are taking both, and that's great. I would fully recommend that, because I think they synergize wonderfully and complement each other wonderfully. And you know, learning how to mix and learning how to automate and learning how to apply effects in interesting ways is all very well, but it's not worth a lot if you don't have good audio to apply it to. And for the musicians among you, music composition is absolutely the place to go to get said instruction on how to produce said good audio. Likewise, being able to compose and arrange a great musical piece ain't much cop if you can't mix it well and, you know, put some polish and enhancements on it with automation and effects and the kind of stuff you'll learn here. So I kind of see music composition as the front end and Advanced Reaper as the back end of the same process. So there may be, you know, tiny bits of overlap between the courses, but they're very much front end, back end. I don't know if Jessica has anything to add to that, whether she feels like she agrees or anything.
I would basically just agree with that. You know, Justin's going to teach you a whole lot of things that will help emphasize your pieces and, you know, hopefully your creativity to a point, you know. But we're also going to teach you some things in the music course that are going to, you know, kind of get you on the right track to have something for you to emphasize in the first place. And so, you know, we aren't just going to focus on MIDI. You know, MIDI is certainly a good chunk of the course, but we're also going to focus on, you know, audio as a whole and tempo manipulation and all that fun stuff and instrumentation to a point. We'll in part be what little we know about miking instruments, you know, as much as we can. So, you know, there is going to be sort of, you know, the live aspect as well, what you would do from if you're a live musician in that aspect. So both courses are going to definitely complement each other.
Absolutely. So that's how that's going to work. So if any of you aren't taking the music composition course, and were worried that it would be basically teaching the same thing, or were worried that it wouldn't appeal to a musician, to a non-musician. There's certainly a lot, and I'm not going to go into great detail about it here, there's certainly a lot that would appeal to sound designers. That's why I'm taking it. And we have negotiated and worked quite hard to ensure there's minimal overlap, so you'll get bang for buck for both courses. Talking about course ethos and things, we're all using TeamSpeak. Hurrah! Don't we all love it? Give us a cheer, guys. La, 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 la. No? Okay. No, I thought not. No, I kind of agree with that. We're all using TeamSpeak. It's a learning curve for me as well as you. I am happy to support you with any TeamSpeak problems you may be having, or refer you to someone who may know TeamSpeak better than I do. Chat in TeamSpeak. Kind of interesting. I would honestly prefer that you Skyped me with your name if you wish to speak. I'm signed into Skype for that very reason, and I have, I can,
user disconnected if necessary, from your channel.
I can route Skype through here so everyone can hear it tweet, so people will know that, you know, chat is coming up. The chat system is not quite as friendly as TeamTalk. There are a few little bugs in it. Now, you can, there is an edit field in TeamSpeak into which you can type stuff.
User in your channel timed
and
out.
I am informed that it will make a dinging sound. However, being as I'm not hearing any of the dinging sounds that Dave is hearing, I'm not certain I will hear it, so perhaps we could experiment with that now. So you tab, you get the Cavi training server, tab control, and there's a chat input edit box. Perhaps someone would like to send a chat message to the channel, and let's see how this goes. Ah! I heard, but that was that your ding or my ding?
That was your ding.
That was my ding. Okay, that good. Was, yeah. Splendid. So if you put a name in, if you put your name in chat here, then I will be able to hear that. Skype is an option as well.
I wanted to make a quick suggestion. You don't have to do this now because I know you have a lot to get through, but on cutecat.org/ts there is a couple of TeamSpeak utilities that will help, including a chat reader that was done for us by Tyler Spivey. And so the chat reader, once it just sort of runs, will read to you your TeamSpeak chats if for some reason you guys just can't bother with Skype.
Yeah, we will certainly look into that. I will certainly look into that. I am having a few issues with installing plugins to TeamSpeak at the moment. I was trying to do the gate script yesterday and today, and where Windows 8.1 hides things for TeamSpeak is a little bit of a mystery to me at the moment. But yeah, we will iron out those bugs over the next week or so and make everything go. There were a bunch of dings in chat. I don't know if that was people just testing it, which is cool. Does anybody have any questions on what we've talked about so far?
Like I said, I can't work out how to read chat messages at the moment, so...
No, you can't. You cannot. Without the chat script reader, it's just... It's literally just name in chat to let me know that someone has something.
It doesn't even say that, though. It just kind of says message received, so...
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you know that, you know that someone does want to speak, and that's pretty much what we're limited to with chat, unless you get the chat reader that Jessica just mentioned.
Or unless you use the Skype method, which I find sometimes probably more reliable, so it might be something that we kind of do from now on. You have Cavi Audio on, right? Or do you have something else?
I have Cavi Audio on.
Yeah.
And everybody too. Should have Cavi Audio added. I believe everybody does. If you don't, please do add... capital C, Avi, capital A, Udio, Cavi Audio. That is a good means to get in touch with me. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. That is a good avenue of support. But before we get to that, does anybody else have any questions? Okay. Has everybody been able to find the Reaper Advanced Wiki? Do people know where the landing page for that is, where everything is described? If you have not, speak now.
No,
I have not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That is fine for the moment because it's not passworded or populated yet. Lectures User proper start next Tuesday. But check your email in the next couple of days. The wiki address and password will be included. However, it would be good for all students to know their way around the Cavi website. So if you go to cavitraining.com and you click on available courses, you'll find the Reaper Advanced link right there, And it's kind of good to have a look around the Cavi Wiki, honestly. There's quite a few useful resources for students, and there's free resources for everyone in the form of CaviCasts. You guys all took a scavenger hunt at one point or another, so I'm not going to be re-administering scavenger hunt. But please do. You know, there may be a time where I say, this is Cavi policy, so this is what we're doing, and you may want to confirm that, or there may be a time where I say, this stuff's in the wiki, I'm not covering it in a lecture. Do read along with the wiki once it is populated. And do add to the wiki. You know, that this goes back to what I was saying before about the collaborating and sharing information. If you've got an article that you want to write, I know Jess Smith's written some articles before, if you've got an article that you find that you want a link put up to, send it to me and we'll populate the wiki with that on any of the topics that we are covering. Which brings me to my next point, email. The email address to contact me on Reaper Advanced stuff is very simple. It's submit-ra@ciscovision.org. submit-ra@ciscovision.org. That's where you send your assignments. That's where you send requests to meet with me. And we may meet on TeamSpeak or we may meet on Skype. We'll see how we feel about that at the time. But, you know, same issue, same deal as with Audio Fundamentals and Audio Discuss. And we may meet on Skype, but there's an important thing to remember about the Cavi Audio Skype account. The Cavi Audio Skype account is going to be used to serve all three audio courses. Now, until the beginning of February, the only running audio course is this one. So most of the time, if you see Cavi Audio online, it's going to be me. However, Jessica and co. may be running interviews for audio ins and outs and music compositions, so it always pays to check who's on Cavi Audio before you sort of start firing questions and things. Once the courses, the other two courses, are more established, Audio I.O. and Music Composition, there will be office hours, which will mean that at certain times of the week, Cavi Audio will be manned for Music Composition, certain times of the week it'll be manned for Audio I.O., and certain times of the week it'll be manned for you guys. And so you will know who is there and what questions you should be directing to whom. For example, don't direct MIDI questions to me, because I'll be learning along with you guys. I know just about as much about Reaper MIDI as most of you. We don't know what the office hours will be or how time zone friendly they will be. I've got a lot of people working in the UK, so I'll definitely have, because I'm in the UK as well, so I'll definitely try to go for UK friendly office hours. But if that isn't good for some of you, then, you know, we can talk about that. And, you know, there's a lot of days in the week, and I'm quite happy to work weekends if need be, depending on how many office hours Jessica feels she needs for the other two courses. So we will see how that goes. But just bear in mind, Cavi Audio's a lot of people potentially manning it with a lot of different skills and interests. So just check before you call or anything like that. And that is standard Cavi protocol, by the way. Please don't just call us. Please text before you call, because we may be dealing with another student. We may be busy doing something else. That's kind of standard Skype etiquette. Anyway, please, if you are going to send me Skype messages, don't send me long Skype messages. If I'm in the middle of saying something in a lecture, as you guys just heard, someone Skyped me on the Cavi Audio thing, and it kind of throws you. So for a smooth running class, keep messages short and to the point. That would be great. Does anybody have any questions about any of this? Okay, now we come to study groups. Now, the fact is, because we're covering a wide range of content that may not work for all workflows, it's all equally compulsory and all equally non-compulsory. So there are going to be two sessions of Reaper Advanced a week. There will be one which is definitely going to move on and cover different content, unless you guys are having serious problems, which is absolutely fine, of course. And there will be another one which will either cover new content, or it will be used to reinforce that which we have already gone over, or finish off stuff if we don't get time to finish it in, you know, the primary class. So it will be, you know, our means of tying up loose ends, and they will be more informal. But they may cover new content. So do try and make them or pick up the archives. There is a podcast feed and password. That information will go out in the email as well, in your welcome pack. The one thing I will say is that I will not set assignments in study group time. If there is an assignment, I will give it in the primary lecture time. Now, the primary lecture time for this class is going to be Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, that is 6 p.m. UK time. The reason we are having orientation now on a Thursday is because I wanted to start the course as early as possible, and I had to strike the best balance between making sure I had all my ducks in a row and making sure I didn't start too close to the start of Audio.io to kind of spread my commitments out, and also so that there is adequate time for me to teach you guys the things which may benefit you in music composition. So obviously we're here now, Thursdays. Every Tuesday will be a thing. It is up to us to briefly discuss now when we would like the study group time to be. Now, I know there's a couple of people that this time doesn't work for. Garth in Australia is with us, and Simon Jaeger, who's on Pacific time, this doesn't work for. He would prefer Fridays. Fridays aren't great for me because they historically anyway have been the study group for the Reaper component of Audio.io, though we might be able to flex that around if I speak to Jess nicely. So what does this time of day work well for all you guys, or is there another time of day that you would all prefer? I'd like to hear particularly from the likes of Jess, Gary and Lenron, because that falls in the middle of the day for you guys.
I did want to say real quick, Justin, with Friday's study group, that actually could possibly be a thing for you for this class. I'll talk to you about Monday and its sort of weirdness after class, but yeah, you might be able to use Friday if you need to, most likely.
Okay, yeah, that would be cool. So yeah, Tammy as well, how do you guys feel about this time of day? It seemed to work well for you in the previous course, but free for all, key up, and let's hear your thoughts.
It works fine for me.
It's fine for me.
Works for me.
I would prefer a Friday.
The
time is fine, but I would prefer a Friday.
Any dissenting voices? Any reasons why Friday is not good?
There's a vague chance I might be out some Fridays at this time, but it doesn't happen very often. So it's not a dissenting voice. It's,
That's cool.
Friday
always
would work
great
for me as well.
Okay. Wow, this is cool then. Well, in that case, and it's a nice spread. It's an even better spread, actually, than the one that I was thinking of. Well, in that case, and this will not be set in stone, because I will email this to the mailing list, and those who are unable to attend here now will obviously have the opportunity to put their two pennies in. But how would it be then if we went for next Tuesday as the first official proper lecture and Friday for the study group and kept doing that until the course finishes?
Yep.
Sounds fine.
It sounds good.
Cool. Well, that means we should have Simon around. I'm taking it no one disagrees. If you have a problem with this idea, then now is the time to speak.
No, absolutely fine with me. I won't be around, unfortunately, on that Tuesday and Friday, but I can pick up the recordings. I'll be busy at work.
You won't be around any of the Tuesdays or Fridays?
No, I'll be around for majority of them. It's just the next 2 weeks are quite busy. I'm doing a tour and things like that. So, but in the main, that's absolutely fine. So let's stick with that.
Okay, you're happy to work from archives?
Yeah, no problem.
Splendid. Well, it seems that we have quite reasonably and quickly come to... I thought that was going to be a nightmare. Everyone's dates and clashing calendars and whatnot. This bodes very well. Just a word or two to say about the mailing list once it is established, which will be in the next 24 hours. Use it for anything. Use it to discuss anything Reaper-related. Is there a way to do this? Did you guys know that you can do this? Use it to help and support each other. And you will all be, I believe you all already are, subscribed to the Audio Discuss list, which is, of course, a general questions and answer. Sort of that would be kind of more for hardware questions and assorted sort of recorder type questions and things. But yeah, any advanced Reaper questions, put them on the list. Don't feel that's just going to be a class announce list. The more active it is, and the more active you guys make it, the better. And you guys can share articles that you happen across in that forum. and
David Eagle is subscribed, but if Shar or someone doesn't get to it, I will get to it and subscribe him to Audio Discuss.
I don't think I'd really appreciate that. Longer either.
Would you like to be? It's not compulsory.
It could be quite useful to be back on there. I'm sure I got taken off there when I didn't do my fundamentals project.
There was a little kind of policy question. We did agree, didn't we, Jessica, that whether you'd passed or failed audio fundamentals, you'd get to stay on Audio Discuss. That's right, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I'll make sure, yeah. Dave, that you're... Because I think you're still on, but if not, I'll make sure and fix that.
Thanks. I haven't seen anything from it for ages, if I am.
I was going to say, it is a very quiet list these days. Not a lot happens on it, although I think there has been a few things lately. Well, that's pretty much all the boring stuff out the way. As far as I know, I don't think I've missed anything. Does anybody have any questions? Speak up if you do. And if Jessica thinks I've missed something catastrophic, I'm sure she'd be kind enough to say at this point.
You should probably, I don't know who's all on a payment plan. You should probably talk about that.
How did I forget to talk about payment? Payment, very important, guys. Pay! Do pay me! Because I'm all on my own. Working my poor fingers to the bone to make sure your advancement in Reaper is successful, so do please give a poor old man his money. If you haven't paid yet and you've spoken to me, that's cool. We'll please pay by the times we've agreed. If you haven't paid yet and you're staff, that's cool. Don't pay if you don't choose to pay. If you haven't paid yet for any other reason, please pay by next Tuesday at the latest, or I will have to get the big stick out, and you will not be admitted to the class list until you pay. And if you don't pay, then you won't be admitted to anything. And that will be a shame, because I think we've got a really good bunch of students here, and I'm really looking forward to working with you all. If you have a payment plan, you must pay whatever we agree before next Tuesday, and then you... can pay, I believe, monthly after that, or you can pay again on the 1st and have your payments go out on the 1st if that is more convenient to you. But do pay, keep up with your payments. I have my little bird, Shah, who will be letting me know what happens and things. But most of you are already paid up. You guys paid up real quick, so I really appreciate that, and that's fantastic. And if you are paying for more than one course... So if you are paying, for example, for Reaper Advanced and Music Composition, you need to talk to us about what you want to do regarding the combined amount you owe us. You can pay $300. You can start your payment plan before this course. You must do that, but you must also pay something for Reaper Advanced. Before Music Composition starts to be eligible for that course as well. It kind of gets a bit sticky, honestly, if you're paying for more than one course. So talk to us about that. If you're in any doubt, make sure you get clarification on where you need to be. I'm speaking as much for the recording as to those here, because I think I'm good with pretty much everyone who is here. I think I would have to check back on my paperwork. How could I have missed payment? Thank you, Jessica. So much to cover. I knew I'd forget something. I didn't think it would be that. So I think we're all good. Does anybody have any further questions?
Do we have to be using the absolute latest version of Reaper?
Jessica, do you remember which version of Reaper Latch Preview came out in? I think it was 5.28.
5.28. Ooh, yes.
Yeah, so anything post 5.28, anything post Latch Preview is good. If you highlight a track and you press Shift L, or you go to your automation options in the track menu, and Latch Preview is not there. So it's like trim read, write, touch, latch. If Latch Preview is not there, your version of Reaper is too old, and you need to upgrade it. Because we will be covering those things. Likewise for Music Composition.
If you're taking the composition course, you need to have it upgraded. The notation editor will be discussed. A lot of the accessible things with the notation editor are in the newer Reapers.
So. Oh, yeah. 5.3, the very latest version, which I don't even have, they made a whole bunch of notation updates. Nothing like these updates to Reaper, like I've owned Reaper since 4.77, and accessibility has always got better, not worse. so I think it would be good practice for you always to keep your Reaper up to date. Anyway, I've just remembered another important piece of administrivia I want to talk about before we get started. Now, this will be fun for you all. This course is going to incorporate a special key map, because you're learning lots of new things, and they are advanced things, and they are not provided for in the default key map. So I have mapped, I think it's 17 actions to different keys, and I have discussed these key mappings with Gianluca. He approves them in principle, but they are not yet part of the key map which comes with Asara, nor will they definitely ever be. So you guys are going to either need to map them to things yourself, not map them at all, or use the key map I have provided. Now, the key question is, as those of you who were taking Audio.io last semester know, there is likely to be a big change to the key map.
Stop.
What?
Go update Asara now, those of you who haven't. Pull request went through, so you'll have to relearn Reaper. No, not really. But all of those changes went through, so.
Okay, well. That one is... I'm glad you're here, Jed. I didn't know that. I didn't know the pull request had been approved. Well, that saves me a lot of trouble. Okay, guys. You were... Well, actually, you feel free to hate Jessica, because she's just made your life a lot more difficult. You were going to be given a choice. Which key map did you want my changes superimposed onto? But now you're not. Now you get the new one. Which means the first part of the first Reaper lecture will be concerned with ensuring that you are familiar with the new keystrokes. They pertain mostly to nudging time selections and navigating between markers and item manipulation and so forth. People who took the Audio.io course last semester will know about that. That pull request was approved in the nick of time. That's awesome. So you guys are going to have some new keys to learn. So what's going to happen is you are going to install yourselves a fresh portable copy of Reaper with the new Asara and SWS. And I am going to give you my Reaper Advanced key map, which you are going to import. And that will supplement the actions in the Asara key map with the ones which I have created. We will then, I will send, because I believe there's one lying around, I'll see if I can get it off the relevant people, I will send you guys the details of the actions that have changed, so you can kind of start familiarizing yourself with them in your own time. But we will dedicate some...
actions that were changed are actually in the change log for Asara. So I think if they read the change log, they'll see all of the key findings.
I will give them to you in is there a text file that ships with Asara that details the changes, or do you mean on GitHub?
Yeah, I think so. I think there actually is one in there. I'll look, but if not, one of us can make sure that
That you will have access to a text copy of the key map changes. If it is in the Asara change log, great. If it isn't, then I will make sure you are provided with, and if the change log comes shipped with Asara, then I will make sure you are provided with the changes that have taken place on the default key map. Now, the changes that I have made to the key map, they will be incorporated into wiki articles, and we will cover those as we move along, because they're not going to mean a lot to you until we cover, obviously, what they do. So that's how that's going to work. So you guys have a new key map to learn over the next couple of weeks. So enjoy that. I did. I was not a big fan of the change, but I've got used to it now, and it's easier to get used to, actually, than I thought it would be. So the biggest issue I found was control home now takes you to the start of the project, control end now takes you to the end of the project, home now takes you to the start of a time selection, and end takes you to the end of it, whereas before it was the other way around. It does make a lot more sense the way it is now, but when you're used to pressing home and expecting yourself to zoom to the beginning of a project and it doesn't happen anymore, it takes some getting used to. but that is how that is going to work.
The item moving stuff is confusing to me. That's the weird one. But luckily the numpad's not changed.
I don't bother with that. I just use the numpads. Yeah. Numpad still. I don't bother with any of that. Anyway, so that's what's going to happen with that. So look forward with that, and I'll be happy to... That is the area in which you guys maybe will need a little bit of support, and I will... it's coming at a perfect time, actually, because the other audio courses haven't started yet, so I'll be on Cavi Audio most of the time. So if you struggle with acclimatizing to the key map, then I will be around to help. Anybody have any questions about that? Is that clear how that's going to work? So you get your new key map changes that everybody gets, and then you get the extra ones which I am giving you to help.
Justin, why did you say to install a portable Reaper?
Because you may not necessarily want my key map changes on your master key map. I had to change a couple of things around. So Alt-Shift-C now does something different than it does in the default key map. So this way you make sure that you have an old Reaper that works the old way that you were used to, and you have a new one for this course. If you don't want to do that, if you want to just go ahead and slap my key map on your, you know, master Reaper, then by all means do that. But I'm suggesting that you install a portable Reaper just so you have that extra kind of intermediate stage, that easing in process to the changes.
Yeah, and we're gonna suggest for music as well that you have a portable Reaper, particularly if you guys are gonna use MIDI and Kontakt. 64-bit Reaper is gonna be your friend, so portable. We'll pass that around when the time comes.
I have a question about Osara changelog. Where should I find it? Because I don't know where Osara puts itself if it installs.
It installs itself if you have a full version of Reaper, and I'm assuming you're using like Windows 8, Windows 10, something like that, then it installs itself in username /appdata/local/reaper/user/plugins, and Osara stuff is there. If you have a portable version of Reaper, then it is folder where you put portable Reaper /Reaper/user/plugins. So it's in your user plugins folder, basically. If there is a changelog to be found there, which we will confirm for you. Anybody else with any other questions?
So we were starting to came out in addition to?
Yes, absolutely in addition. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you must be careful until and if my changes are accepted as part of the default key map. You must be careful not to install subsequent versions of the Osara key map. You will have to import them manually. So if Osara gets upgraded and it says, do you want to install the Osara key map, you have to say no and import it manually. Otherwise, it will eradicate and reverse my changes. You can always re-import my key map. So, yeah, you can always re-import my key map over it, but that's kind of...
Justin, do you know if your changes got sent in the pull request? Because I'm wondering if this is kind of null and void.
Gianluca told me he wasn't going to... Well, I know Derek was against that idea because he felt like he didn't want to give Jamie too much to approve at once. And I know that... So Gianluca told me that he and Derek had a discussion about the key map, and Derek actually liked most of the changes, but there were a few they weren't sure about. I haven't heard anything since, and no one has told me that it was part of the pull request. So, as far as I know, it wasn't, to kind of keep things simpler for Jamie, because most of the changes in that first key map change are all thematically related, and because I think, you know, the fine details of my key map are still being kind of
messed around with
in committee. They're still in committee. This course is running now, so that's what we're going to do. And I would hope there will be very few changes, and that these will be accepted as part of the default key map, because they're not using keys that are used by anything else, so it would just be an addition. But I'll have to speak to Gianluca about that.
Okay.
Anybody else with anything else?
I just have to inform you that at least in my version of Sara, which is the latest, there is no change log.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. We'll make sure there's a text file.
Make sure that we get you one.
we'll sort you out with that.